listening tea. Hello, Jim, how are you coming on, huh?
Oh, coming on very nice. Mm-hmm. Say, boy, what do you do for a living now?
Oh, I'm living off interest of my money now.
Say, you haven't got long to live, have you?
No, I ain't. Say, look here, Jim, what are you doing for a living now?
Oh, I'm living on the interest of what I owe.
Say, look here, man, you never will die.
They beat out down the cotton press this afternoon to try to get a job.
Uh-huh.
There's a big strike on down there, so keep away.
Well, is that so? Say, I know there's a heap of strikes all around the country. And what's more, there's a heap of trouble between labor and capital, too.
I know that, but see, boy, uh-huh. What is the difference between capital and labor?
Don't you know the difference between capital and labor?
No.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. Now, if I was to loan you $10, that would be capital.
That's right.
And if I was to try to get that $10 back again, that would be labor.
That old boy's got my number.
He is.
Hey, Pete.
What's that?
There's four men floating down the river on a marble slab.
On a marble slab?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go on.
One of these men is blind, he can't see.
Yes.
The other man has no arms on.
Yes.
The third man, he has no legs on.
Uh-huh.
And the fourth man, he has no clothes on.
Whoa.
Now, the man that is blind, he's seen a duck.
He's a duck.
The man that didn't have any arms on, he grabbed up a gun and he shot the duck.
Oh, Lord.
The man that didn't have no legs on, he ran after the duck, brought it back, and handed it to the man who didn't have any clothes on, and he put it in his pocket. Now, what is that?
That's a doggone lie. That never did happen. Jim, I heard you come putting that grind in the dairy business.
Yes, can very near being a businessman last week.
Uh-huh.
You see, my brother and I, we went up to the office to buy a cow.
Yes.
We bought a beautiful cow for
$40. $40?
I paid $20 until he paid
$20.
Uh-huh. We each owned half of the cow.
Yes.
Brought the cow home, put it in the barn. Next morning, I went down the barn to get some milk.
Yeah?
There was Bill milking the cow.
Ooh.
I said, Bill, I want half of that milk.
What did you say?
He said, oh, no, I own this half the cow.
Uh-huh.
You own the front end.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you think of that?
That is salupatushi.
Now, I've got to carry 8 and 10 pails of water every day to water my half the cow.
That's scandalous.
I've got to buy all the hay and the cornmeal and the shorts to feed my half the cow.
Whoa.
Last week, my half the cow hooked Bill.
Hooked Bill?
Mm-hmm. Now he's going to sue me for damages.
Well, that is solution-ration.
But I got even with Bill, though.
How'd you get even?
I killed my half the cow and he'll half die. They've been whistling up some of them tunes like the birds of the forest do.